Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And is this Mr. Lasso by any chance?
Yeah, that's me.
Thank you, sir. And we'll continue in English. And filling out. Okay, and you're registered to vote in Wisconsin, sir?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so just I just need your birth year just to make sure we're reaching out to all different age categories. Can I have that?
72.
Okay, thank you, sir. And moving to the first, I think it's the first question already. Okay, I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote, sir?
I will vote.
Thank you, sir. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I will say weapons control and drugs. That's
weapons.
The big issue going on right now.
And drugs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, I will say that's kind of like the biggest concerns I will consider.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And now thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that year of voting or that election?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means there is no chance, 100 means you would definitely vote for them. And we only have two options. The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100, sir.
100.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump, sir.
0.
Thank you, sir. And moving on, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district, sir?
Democratic.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hovde?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden.
Okay. And is it somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, strongly or somewhat disagree. I'm sorry, let me start over. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thanks, sir. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And we're a little over halfway through. And now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the person should take action, but that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks and have been living and working Hello? Me colgaron.